On Wall Street, it was a disappointing start for a brand new year. A global sell-off sparked by a 7% decline in Chinese stocks, one large enough to trigger a so-called circuit breaker that suspended trading in Shanghai and Shenzhen. New York Stock Exchange head Peter Costa says the reaction in European and American markets was to be expected.
When you have that kind of move in the second largest economy in the world, it definitely has ripple effects across U.S., you know, U.S. markets and European markets as well.
The reason for the sell-off? New data showing Chinese factory activity declining for the 10th straight month, with China likely to post its weakest economic growth in 25 years. But that was also to be expected. After all, China's economy is in the midst of change, says PNC International economist Bill Adams on Skype.
Well, some of the volatility today is because China is trying to transition away from export-oriented growth towards domestically driven growth.
The pace of China's transition from an export to a more balanced, service-driven economy has fueled worries about a hard landing for China. But Standard & Poor's chief economist Bethan Bovino says for the U.S., the impact is likely to be limited.
Much of our economy and much of our growth comes domestically. About 85% or so is domestically driven. 10 to 15 comes from what happens abroad. So even though we'll feel a hit, say if there is a hard landing in China, I don't think it's enough to really push us into recession.
The big worry on Wall Street is what happens next.
And I think that if you see a continued global sell-off and having, you know, seeing markets retreat tomorrow and Wednesday, that could be a significant situation.
Another concern that could drive volatility: increased friction between Saudi Arabia and Iran that some say could drive oil prices higher, even as demand around the world continues to decline. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.